My name is Lauren Reed. I'm the acting CEO for CARVS, or Central Alberta Regional Victim Serving Society.
Joining us is Lauren, and as we get set for the open house for the Innisfil RCMP coming up on February the 19th, we're checking in on the victim services model that the province has been transitioning to here. So let's start with the open house on February the 19th. Who will be representing your organization there, Lauren?
For sure. We'll have our local navigator who works in the RCMP detachment in Innisfil, as well as Brittany Sandy, our assistant Director of Operations for CARVS.
And what will they be speaking to at the open house?
They'll be there supporting the detachment as they go through sort of their year in review and upcoming, and available to answer any questions about the victim services, the new model, or our services that we're currently providing.
For sure. And maybe just explain when the transition to the new model started and how things have been going.
Yeah, we officially began operations in 20 detachments in the Central Alberta region on October 1st. So we're just coming out of our first quarter. And it's been really great. We've had the support of the RCMP and the local communities. A good chunk of our local navigators in the detachments were actually from the old model as well, so they are experienced victim services navigators who know their communities pretty well, so it was a really great transition for us.
You bet. And from the province's perspective, you know, what was the goal of making the model set up the way that it is now?
Definitely, just to make sure that the services across Alberta had some standardization to make sure that we were being able to provide excellent victim services across the board. It also helps with advocacy on a larger level and supporting the frontline workers and making sure that they are working under, you know, a organization that has proper supports and leadership. But a lot of it was just to really make sure that the victims of crime in Alberta are served in a really great way, and we can say that now across the province. So we're pretty excited about that.
Wonderful. When people hear the term victim services, you know, what does that entail, and what do you want to be able to provide?
We kind of say that there's six pillars of victim services, which is to meet with victims, to mitigate on behalf of our clients the effects of the event or crime, to refer to make sure that they have the appropriate resources, to accompany them through the criminal justice system, whether that's court or statements, you name it, coordinating to make sure that we have a team of volunteers and paid staff to support those victims, and then just engaging with our community. So not much has changed. Honestly, it seems like a big transition, but we're still doing the same work. We're still there for the victims and really helping them through the criminal justice system.
That's excellent. If people want more information, where can they go?
The easiest probably would be our website. It's www.carvss.ca.
Excellent. And Lauren, is there anything else that you want the public to know at this time?
Just, you know what, we're really excited to be in the communities, getting out and meeting people. And yeah, we do. We have local navigators in every single one of the RCMP districts in our area. So that's 20 of them. And we've been up and running and just really excited to be a part of the community.
You bet. Well, thank you so much for this update on the victim services model in the province. And thanks for your time, Lauren.
Of course. Thanks for having me.